This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. We are into August. Welcome into a Monday morning. We have another chance for you to win in our Nay of the Day. All the details at thebullhouston.com. We'll also go over that for you. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, we have our jury duty. Can you take somebody's food out of the fridge at work? What are the rules on that? We'll talk about it. And Mo Knows Country coming up before 6 o'clock. And then at 6:10, some good news with the 6:10 Amen. So if you're just getting going this morning, plenty to get you started here on the Morning Bullpen Show. Mo is here. Good morning, Mo.
What's up, Gene?
Eric with a K also here. Good morning, Eric.
Happy Monday.
My name is George. Let's get settled in here and talk about some of the things that are happening this morning in Houston. We call it What's Trending in Texas, the top three stories you're going to hear about all day today.
Number three.
George and I were just talking about the Olympics and how we kind of casually watching, and Simone Biles obviously adding to her medal collection. She was interviewed and decided to post, what should you not ask an Olympic athlete after they win a medal?
Oh, no.
What's next?
Yeah, it's like,
I'm kind of riding high right now. Can I just, I don't know, soak it up? It was so funny. But I guess that, I mean, a natural question, but yeah, not very thoughtful.
Okay. All right. So you'll do better. Okay.
Do better.
Number two.
Congrats to Andre Johnson. A very historic moment. Cool to see over the weekend as the Texas legend received his gold Pro Football Hall of Fame jacket. First Texan to be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And Texans showed up in Ohio for the weekend long event. It was so cool to see everyone there to support him. Everyone just loves the heck out of him.
You know, we got to get with Sean Pendergast because I firmly believe that we may have another Texan going to the Hall of Fame in the next year or so.
Was he there this weekend?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, just saying. Number 99.
Top story trending in Texas.
Hurricane Debbie can stay away for the rest of us. We have a 20% chance for spotty showers today for our Monday. Also, heat is the name of our game. Feels like 105 today. The hottest stretch of weather we've seen yet this season is supposed to be this week.
Oh,
105 to 110 every day. Heat advisories every day. One of the hottest is looking like Thursday with 100 degrees for a high temperature, which would be only the second time this summer that Houston has actually hit triple digits. That just feels like.
So the hottest of the summer, but I mean, we've had hotter summers
than we're having
right now.
Yes.
So, by the way, all the folks in Florida, you know, our friend Bruce who lives in Florida, they're calling the hurricane Little Debbie. And
good.
They're just hoping it won't become Big Debbie.
I hope so, too.
We all know Big Debbie.
We know Big Debbie.
You don't mess with Big Debbie.
We don't want her in our neighborhood. That's what's trending here in Texas. Top three things you're going to be hearing about all day today. And they're all powered by your good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
This is the time of the morning that we get Bull Nation together to celebrate a little good news, and some good news coming out of right here in Houston earlier this week. We had a big milestone birthday. No, not for the city of Houston, but for one of our residents, Miss Elizabeth Francis was celebrating her 115th birthday, y'all.
Hey, girl. Whoa.
Talk about your milestone birthdays, right? Forget about the 40 is the new 50 and 50 is the new 40 or whatever. 115 is the new 90, evidently, for Miss Elizabeth. She's quite feisty. She had a tiara on when she celebrated her birthday. And you want to know her secrets to a long life?
Yes, please.
Occasional glass of wine.
Yes.
I'm on board with that. Don't smoke.
Okay.
And eat whatever you want.
Yeah, girl.
By the way, the reason we're having a bigger celebration than usual for Miss Elizabeth, she is now officially the oldest American in the United States.
Way to represent.
So she gets her medal to go with her tiara. And can I get an amen for this story this morning?
Amen.
We love celebrating good news. If you have some good news going on in your world, we'd love to hear from you. 713-881-5500. We'll share the good news with you, and you could be our next amen here on 100.3 The Bull. Don't forget, this morning, coming up between 7 and 8 o'clock, you have a chance to win in our Nay of the Day. It could mean $20,000 for you to buy a horse or whatever you want to spend the money on. That happens between 7 and 8 o'clock this morning here on 100.3 The Bull. I stayed up later than usual last night.
Whoa, so
7 p.m.
Watching the Olympics. I actually didn't get to bed until 10 p.m.
Whoa. How are you?
Look at you, you college kid, you.
Usually 8:30 is bedtime,
yeah,
but no, 10 o'clock. I had to stay up and watch the 100-meter dash in the Olympics. And Noah Lyles from the United States won by 5/1000ths of a second.
Wait, like photo finish, serious?
Oh, no, it was more than a photo finish. I mean, it was honestly, they had to go back and take a look at, like, the hair on his chin to get across the finish line.
Won by the hair on his chin.
It was crazy because they called it for the other guy. As soon as the race was over, it's like, the Jamaican wins gold again.
And they took it back?
And they had to wait. They had to get the photo, everything. It was like it was like watching like a horse race or something.
Amazing.
And it was truly incredible.
Wow.
USA.
And the first time in 20 years that the United States has won gold in the 100 meters.
So,
yes, it was pretty
America. Yeah.
It was pretty impressive. There were a lot of impressive things over the weekend.
Yes.
What?
What's that?
That was a weird reaction.
The pole vault guy is all I saw.
What pole vault guy? I didn't watch. I was out all weekend. I didn't watch the Olympics all weekend long.
You didn't see the video of the pole vaulter, and that's what I want to ask, Mo.
Yes.
Did you see it live, or did people send you the video?
Social media.
I knew it.
Okay.
He
knows that my algorithm is a little messed up.
What are we talking about?
Okay, so this guy, I don't know anything about him or what team he's playing for. He was doing the pole vault, and I want to say it was like world record height.
Right,
that he was trying to get over it.
Okay.
And it looked like his body cleared it.
Oh, wow.
But then another part of his body, his man body, hit the pole and made it fall down.
His pole hit the pole?
Correct.
Eric, I said,
you gotta watch the video.
This was simultaneously the worst day of his life and the best day of his life.
Are you serious? This happened on live television?
A lot to watch, if you know what I'm saying.
Man, I missed an opportunity because if I would have been in the Olympics, this would have never happened.
By the way, just so you know, that was not the video that was trending on my social media.
Yeah, right.
On this weekend.
Oh my gosh, I gotta find it.
If you haven't seen the video,
just text me.
Mo has saved it on her phone. She'll be happy to share it with you. Congratulations to all the Olympians. And like I said, for that dude, the best day of his life and the worst day of his life. It's time for the Morning Bullpen Jury Duty. All right, right. This is where we give you a chance to express your opinion. No right or wrong answers here. Just your opinion. You help us get the verdict. Five calls say it all today. And here is today's jury duty dilemma.
I have decided beach people are better looking than lake people.
And I decided that's the question today.
Yeah. Are beach people better looking than lake people?
No.
Yes, absolutely. I went to the beach over the. Now, listen, I need to preface this with I've always been a lake person. I've never been a beach guy. I don't love the sand. I just don't love the beach.
Okay.
I do love Galveston. We all love Galveston.
We all love Galveston.
But I usually like the lake a lot more. I like being on the boat. I like being out in the middle of the water like that. But I've decided that I went to Surfside over the weekend, and it was like out of a Abercrombie ad. Like, just...
What?
Yeah, just ladies in bikinis and men with rippling abs, and I was like, what is this?
Where were you?
Surfside Beach.
It was... Surfside was popping this weekend.
I don't know what was going on, but I've determined that beach people are better looking than lake people. The end. We don't even need to do a jury.
It's lake people for sure, because lake people are usually the ones with the boats, right?
Yeah.
And so they always have, like, you're talking about bikini clad, that kind of stuff,
sure.
Or guys with the abs.
Yeah.
Those are always on the boat. You go to Lake Conroe, you go to Lake Livingston. I mean, that's where you get the real show.
No, because on the beach, you're running along the beach, so you're working out.
No,
you're burning off calories, the sunshine hitting your glistening bodies.
Oh, my God.
Lake or beach people are better looking.
I associate better looking with more money, because you can be better looking if you have more money. So I'm going to go with lake people as a generalization.
Wow.
All right. So that's the question this morning. 713-881-5500.
This is absurd.
Are beach people better looking than lake people?
Yes.
By the way, you can jump in. We need one more juror on jury duty this morning. 713-881-5500. But in the meantime, let's find out how the votes go.
Jimmy's on the phone in Richmond. Jimmy, the question, are beach people better looking than lake people? Yes or no?
Beach people better looking. No, because...
Wow.
That's a tough question.
I know.
Holy cow.
I know.
That threw me off.
Thank you.
I'm going to have to go with beach people are better looking because they're practicing on the tan, and they're more worried about what other people are looking like, because people with lake boats are out in the middle of the lake, and they're not around people. They're around their own people, so they don't care what they look like.
Something. All right, so you're saying that, that beach people being more conceited, more self-concerned with their image are actually better looking than lake people. All right, that's the first vote. Juror number two, Mo.
That's Faye in Houston. Hey, Faye, it says here you don't like sand, so you...
That's not the question.
Question. Are beach people better looking than lake people? Yes or no, Miss Faye?
The answer's no. I have seen a lot of beach whales. Some of them are in swimming trunks, and some of them are in bikinis.
Yes, ma'am. Loud and clear.
Okay, all right.
Thank you for your vote.
Yeah,
your
you're my favorite caller
on jury
duty. So I love it. Let's go to juror number three. Angela is in Mont Bellevue. Are beach people better looking than lake people?
Yes.
Okay. What beach do you like to go to?
Caribbean.
You're right.
I feel like lake people are pretty much universal no matter where you travel, but there's really
you go
sexy
to the Caribbean. See,
that changes
it there. All right, give me your first name and tell me, do you think beach people are better looking than lake people?
No, definitely going to be so name's Dylan, pleasure to meet you.
Hi, Dylan.
But I'll say beach people look better because it's public access, and then when it comes down to lake people, definitely because they already have the money and know they can go there. I actually had this conversation with a couple of friends the other day.
We really got our finger on the pulse here in the morning bullpen.
Wait a minute. I didn't understand which one you're voting
what's your
for,
answer?
Though. Which one do you think is better looking, beach or lake?
Better looking, definitely going to be the beaches.
Oh,
but
beaches.
When you know,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right, the beach people.
Oh, that got creepy there at the end, Dylan.
Contradicted me.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little bit.
Stop it.
All right, one more.
Okay.
One more, juror number five.
Hey there, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey there, this is Matt out from Cypress. Question for Eric. Are you sure you weren't in Surfside, Florida?
Surfside. Stop it. That's not the question. Please pause. No further questioning. This is strict jury duty. My question, are beach people better looking than lake people?
Yeah. No, I got to go with lake. I've grown up going to Surfside quite often, and I've never been impressed.
Yeah, never seen what Eric evidently thought.
You
got to
go with me.
All right, okay. A final tally here, because today was a
close.
Tough one on jury
We're
duty.
We're still pretty split, but the question, are beach people better looking than lake people? And the answer was yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. So there Thank we go. You. Just barely, though.
I don't know.
I told you.
Just
didn't
barely.
Even need to do a jury duty.
I don't know. I'm not convinced.
Every morning, we take on a daily dilemma, and you can give us your opinion. It's jury duty here on the Morning Bullpen. All right, hasn't happened yet. No, that was just a reminder earlier about the nay of the day, but it will happen before 8 o'clock. Sometime in the next 30 minutes, you'll get your shot on nay of the day. If you need the details about what nay of the day is or how to win, just go to thebullshouston.com and you can find all the information there. Time to find out what we get today with our 10-minute tune. You know how this works. You call in, you give us a topic, and if Eric likes your topic, then he'll take 10 minutes, he'll go out in the hallway, he'll put together a song and come back and perform it for us. But it starts with you.
Yes, 713-881-5500, your suggestions. We've got CJ on the phone in Pasadena. Hey, CJ, what would you like Eric to sing about?
I want to talk about things Texans will fight and die over, like the fact that chili don't have beans in it, that all brisket needs is a couple slices of bread, and that there are 50 stars on the flag, but the only one that counts is a lone star.
There we go. Wow. Amen, brother. There's no fighting about any of those things.
Like I will sit there and I will put my pride on the line every single time. Oh, by the way, and Texas is closed. People from California can go on back.
Okay. Oh, wow.
I don't know. Seems a little aggressive. Maybe we just be happy about it.
You want to dial it back a little bit?
Just so you know.
CJ aggressive talk there.
It's a great thought starter.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So maybe we could just make it about things that people need to know if you're new to Texas.
Maybe,
how about that?
Yes, okay. That's an
How about
option.
That? All right. We argue over it, but you need to know these things if you're moving here. Okay. How about that, CJ?
Absolutely.
I'm sorry. When you said Texan stuff, I thought you were talking about the football team. So I was excited.
Well, I mean, the Texans are a part of Texas.
Yeah, that's
there
right.
There we go.
That's the only football team we have. I mean, if we had another one, I'm sure we'd talk about them.
There we go. That's a song we need to sing about.
Now we're into the Texan stuff. All right, CJ, good suggestion, brother. Thank you.
Appreciate it, y'all.
Summer's on the phone in Magnolia. Hey, Summer, what should I sing about today?
I think that you should sing about the animals or like pets that get the names of other animals.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, I have a goat. His name's Deuce. My teacher has a horse. His name's Pig. And
Wait. Hold on. You have a goat named Goose and a horse named Pig?
My teacher has a horse named Pig.
Look at George judging. If he identifies as a pig, we're supposed to let him.
I'm just thinking how my toddlers would be so confused.
It'd be even funnier if you did it to Old MacDonald Had a Farm.
Okay. Way to do it, Summer.
All right, Summer, thank you.
Good suggestion, Summer. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Let's do one more here. Val is in League City. Val, what do you think Eric should sing about today?
Eric should sing about brushing your teeth from the toothpaste perspective.
What might that sound like? What do you have in your brain?
I honestly don't have anything in my brain.
You're like, that's your job.
I was going to say.
Most the head, the weirder, the better.
My girl.
That's right. She did say weirder, the better.
I can't stand that she says that because we get weird pet names and brushing your teeth from the toothpaste perspective.
All right, Val, thank you so much.
What are you talking about feet? so we'll bring up toothpaste.
I love it.
All right. All right. So, Eric, we have some interesting ones today. We have CJ who called in, things that Texans argue about, and especially people that are new to Texas. And then we have animals that have the names of other animals and brushing your teeth from the toothpaste perspective. Which one do you like?
How will you decide?
Okay. You know what? Let's go with the first one. Let's go with CJ because I feel like there's so many people who moved here this year and we could teach them a thing or two about Texas.
Okay. All right. So all things right. You need to know about the Texans. Okay. Got it. All right. That's going to be our topic today. A 10-minute tune. Let's find out how he does next here on The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, coming up sometime in the next 18 minutes and 20 seconds, we're going to have the nay of the day.
Nay.
You can give us your best nay. When you are caller number 10. It's going to happen sometime in the next 18 minutes. Going to happen sometime in the next 18 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen. But right now, let's find out what Eric has created for us on the 10-minute tune today. You heard the topic this morning. It came from CJ in Pasadena, who said,
I want to talk about things Texans will fight and die over.
Okay, he wanted to sing about things that Texans fight about, or you thought that was a little aggressive, Mo.
Yes, so I decided maybe we could skew that a little bit. I'm interested to see what Eric comes up with.
Yeah, just if you're new here, yeah. Things you should know about that you may get into, you know, people ask you about that kind of stuff. So he's back in the studio.
Eric, did you feel like fighting?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
There's a lot of stuff I think we do agree on. Actually, one of them it might be a little controversial.
Stop it.
Okay, but I did look it up, and actually, Houston is outpacing New York, L.A., and Chicago in population growth.
No.
We have a bunch of people coming here. So,
in the style of?
Something like that.
Okay, something like that. Okay, all right, so this is for new Texans, or maybe you need to know it. You've lived here for a while, but you didn't know. It's our 10-minute tune now on the Bull.
You moved to Houston not long ago. There's a few things you should know about Texas, yeah, so listen good. We pretty much do everything better than from where you came. And George Strait ain't human, he's a god. And you probably had barbecue before, but our brisket is from the Lord. Whataburger's great and Bucky's too. Buy yourself some rodeo boots and get used to shouting, go Astros. I don't really know where you're from, but don't ever say it beats Houston. Show some respect, or you might get smacked. Don't disrespect Texas like that.
I see.
I get
it. Well done. I like that one.
It's cute.
And you know what? All true.
All true. And the fighting in it, too. I appreciate that.
Yeah. He laid hands on some people in there.
He did lay hands.
That's our 10-minute tune today. Great suggestion, CJ. Thank you. That's the way it works. You call us, you make a suggestion, and voila, it turns into a 10-minute tune. If you want to download that, share with some new folks in your area, you can do it. Get it off our podcast, themorningbullpen.com. It's going to happen sometime in the next 8 minutes and 45 seconds.
I'm glad you're doing the math, George.
Here on the Morning Bullpen. Good morning and welcome in. My name is George. Over there is Mo. Not so good with the maths.
Not at all.
Eric with a K also here this morning. We're talking about Nay of the Day. You could win a horse. Actually, you win a chance to unlock a horse trailer for $20,000 that you can use to buy a horse, or you can use it for whatever you want. And Eric's going to be out today with a couple of bonus chances for you to get a key.
So that'll be from 4 to 5 o'clock today. It's the Whataburger there at IKEA. What area of town is that?
I call it Spring Branch.
Okay, Spring Branch. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's on Silver Road. You can actually, the easiest thing to do is go to our social media, The Bull Houston. On Facebook, we've got an event set up for it. So you can actually RSVP to the event. And a little life hack, you can go through all of our events. We have every single neighborhood stop listed at the Bull Houston on Facebook, and you can see which ones people RSVP'd to. Mm-hmm. So you know which ones are going to be the least attended.
Oh,
maybe your chances will be a little better at those.
Except I had someone tell me that they're no longer RSVPing because they don't want people to know they're coming.
Ooh.
See?
Anxiety.
Your hack has been hacked, my friend. I'm just saying. Eric's going to be out today. Mo was out in Alvin last week, and you had Tiffany do a nay for us.
What noise do horses make?
Nay!
So that was Tiffany.
She sent the audio to her coworkers, and they were making fun of her for being a pretty, pretty pony.
Still, though, when we were in Liberty, we had the ultimate nay.
Nay.
That is Scott. He is the nay of
the
day.
He'll never live it down.
He will never live it down. So, but you'll get some today, so we'll be able to find out tomorrow where the best nays are coming from. Also, if you're going to be in that area, like where should you go for like dinner or something? You're going to be up there rather than driving back in traffic. So.
Yeah, let me know if you live in the Spring Branch area, what I have to do when I'm in the Spring Branch area.
Okay, because he's going to be hanging out there for a while. I know the police will be on notice that Eric's hanging out in Spring Branch. So. Anyway, you need all the information. You can find it there for our neighborhood party.
Oh, my
God. Going on today here on the Morning Bullpen. Oh, and by the way, we now have 7 minutes and 10 seconds.
Oh, my God.
It has to happen sometime within 7 minutes and 5 seconds in order to legally be binding for the nay of the day.
100.3 The Bulls.
Nay of the day.
Our caller number 10 and nay of the day.
Hello. Thank you.
Well, hello. Good morning.
Hallelujah.
Good morning.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Leah from Baytown.
Leah, your caller number 10.
What kind of horse are you going to buy?
I'm not going to buy a horse.
What are you going to do with that money, sister?
I'm going to pay off my car.
Oh, what a great feeling.
So can you say you're paying off your horsepower?
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Okay, see? Okay. Well, she liked it way better than you all did.
We're used to his crap.
It just goes right in one ear and out the other. And to be fair, you haven't won $20,000 yet. You've won a key to open up that horse trailer. And inside that horse trailer is $20,000. We hope it's your key, though.
All right, I bet. I'm really ready.
Give me your best nay.
Nay.
Yes, girl. I love you. I love you, Leah.
Leanne, I love it so much. She's our winner this time. The next time you can win comes up between 12 and 1 today with Katie Neal. And then this afternoon in Spring Branch, Eric is going to be out. Check out thebullshouston.com and you can find out all the details about our Nay of the Day.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Lisa's in Dickinson this morning, and she wants to take on Mo. Think she's up for the challenge? 5 country-related trivia questions, and here's how you get the money, Lisa.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both 5 country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Lisa?
Because it's Mo's money.
Yes,
it is Mo's money. All right, tell her to get out of here, Lisa. We'll get this game started, okay?
Get out of here, Mo.
Good luck, love.
Your questions, Lisa, start right now. Question number 1. What did Carrie Underwood ask Jesus to do from her big hit in 2005?
Just take the wheel.
Question number 2. True or false? Lady Antebellum's 2009 song called Need You Now actually reached number 1 on the Billboard pop charts.
That's a hard one. Oh, my gosh. I have no idea.
You got a 50-50 shot there with true or false.
I'm going to say true.
Question number 3. A new survey says you're most like a country song if you drink a lot, own a dog, are recently divorced, and don't live around too many people. Which state does that best describe? Is it A, New Jersey, B, Maryland, or C, Idaho?
None of the above.
Drink a lot, own a dog, recently divorced, and don't live around too many people. Which state is that?
Idaho.
Question number 4. He said the song and the video were made as part of an art class project, and he laughingly calls it pre-Malone, but now years later, he's called what?
Post-Malone.
And question number 5. Celebrating the song You Ain't Seen My Texas Yet, who sings that hit song?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I can't think of it. I'm pass. I don't know.
All right, let's get Mo back in and find out what she's up against today.
Lisa in Dickinson, you did great. If you hadn't passed on that last one, you may have gotten them all. But you got 4 out of 5.
Lisa, what are you trying to do to me?
Dang it.
All right, Mo.
Yes.
Let's find out how you do today.
Okay.
Question number 1. What did Carrie Underwood ask Jesus to do in her big hit from 2005?
Jesus, take the wheel.
That is correct, yes.
I was like,
Jesus,
take the wheel.
Oh, wow.
Take it from my hands.
Lisa, you got it right, so it's 1-1.
Yes.
Question number 2, true or false?
Okay.
Lady Antebellum's 2009 song, Need You Now, actually reached number 1 on the Billboard pop charts.
Oh. Maybe? Sure. Yes, true.
True. It is true. It did get to number 1 on the pop chart.
Good for them.
Lisa had the same guess, so it's 2-2.
Actually, it was almost exactly the same.
Who knows?
All right, question number 3.
Let's go.
A new survey says you are most like a country song if you drink a lot, own a dog, and are recently divorced, and don't live around too many people.
Okay.
Which state does that best describe? Is it A, New Jersey, B, Maryland, or C, Idaho?
New Jersey, Maryland. I mean, I would assume Idaho.
Yeah, the survey says Idaho people are most like a country song.
That's
so
kind of funny.
Again, the same guess.
I had no
so
idea.
3-3 is the score.
I don't even know where Maryland is on a map. Let's go.
Question number 4.
Okay.
He said the song and the video were made as part of an art class project, and he laughingly calls it pre-Malone.
Mm-hmm.
But now, years later, he's called what?
Post Malone?
Yes, Post Malone.
That's funny.
I love that he calls it pre-Malone.
That's really funny.
All right, 4-4.
And finally, question number 5. We're celebrating today the song You Ain't Seen My Texas Yet.
Okay.
Who sings that hit song?
Isn't it Josh Abbott? Josh Abbott Band?
Mo.
What? I don't know. Is it? Yes.
That is correct.
He's so mean to
Lisa,
me.
You Lisa. Were so close. Final score was 4-5.
I just couldn't think of it. I knew it in my head.
It's
I just
worst.
Couldn't think of his name.
Well, I get it.
Close, Lisa.
Dang it.
But you know
fun.
What you got to say to get out of here?
I know. I'm Lisa from Dickinson and Mo knows country.
She does. You could take her on and maybe win $100 tomorrow morning. 8:20 will be the next chance for you to play Mo Knows Country, and it only happens here on 100.3 The Bull.
When we say everything's bigger in Texas, we mean, where else could you possibly win a horse by listening to the radio?
Listen to 100.3 The Bull weekdays for the Nay of the Day. To play in the 7 a.m., noon, and 4 p.m. hours, you call or 10 to qualify for a key to our trailer. If yours unlocks it, you'll win $20,000 to buy a horse. Or use the cash for whatever you'd like.
Double your chances to win by stopping by our neighborhood parties all over Houston. Gallop over to thebullhouston.com to find out how you can win a horse.
On 100.3 The Bull, Texas proud.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.